Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Time magazine revealed its annual list of the 100 most influential people in a special last night. They don't rank them from 1 to 100. They just lump them into categories like leaders, icons, artists, and pioneers. I chose a few of the most recognizable names on the list, but okay. You can text trending to 51993 to see it all. For pioneers, I thought this was really interesting. One that stood out to me, Megan Thee Stallion, was listed one of the most influential, and I get it.
Look at time going all cool.
She definitely needs to be on the list, for sure. It's interesting that she's under the word pioneer.
For artists, here are some of the ones that stood out. The Weeknd, Halsey, Jennifer Hudson, Selena Gomez, Michael B. Jordan, and comedian Ali Wong. Leaders, not a big surprise here. Dr. Anthony Fauci is on the list of Time's most influential people. President Trump, of course. Joe Biden and his running mate Kamala Harris. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts as well. For Titans, Gabrielle Union and her husband Dwayne Wade.
Ah.
Tyler Perry, yes, and Texan, and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Nice.
For icons, no big surprise, the founders of Black Lives Matter. Some of these other selections for Time's most influential people under the category icons, mm-hmm. I found to be rather interesting. Billy Porter from Pose.
Yes. I think he's such an icon right now. His red carpet wear, he's always wearing these beautiful different types of, so maybe you could say the guy who's his stylist or woman who's his stylist is an icon.
Okay. Soccer star Megan Rapinoe. I get that. And yeah. Tennis star Naomi Osaka.
Is that the one that beat one of the sisters?
Yeah, might have been.
The and young I one.
Believe, that makes
yes,
sense.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Again, text trending to 51993 for the entire list of Time's most influential people.
When I was watching Dancing with the Stars, immediately I thought, wow, Carol Baskin of Tiger King fame is going to be the first one gone. But then I saw former NBA player Charles Oakley dance, and I said, nope, he will be the first one gone. He was awful. Carol Baskin, by the way, she got 11 out of 30, and I was like, I have no faith in her. She's gone. And her personality was like, eh. I'm like, no way she sticks around. Last night, by the way, she was a slight improvement. She got a 16 out of 30, and guess Ooh. Who the bottom two were? It was Carol Baskin and Charles Oakley.
Carrie Ann, which couple would you like to save?
The couple I want to save, because they did better this week in their dance, is Carol and Pasha.
All right, Bruno.
Wow.
Which couple would you like to save?
I have to save Charles and Emma.
Wow. We are split. We need a quick answer from you, Derek. Quick, you got to break this.
Hi, Derek. Thanks a lot, guys.
Quick, Derek, quick.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, quick.
We need an answer now. We're live, Derek.
Charles,
we're live.
I love you so much. The couple we're going to save is Carol and Pasha.
Wow. All right. Well, let's hear it one last time.
Of course they're going to save Carol Baskin.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Because they know that's what people are watching for.
That's right. Exactly why my wife watched last night. She was like, I got to see who gets voted off. I bet you it's Carol Baskin. I'm like, no way. She's getting a run for her money right now. By the way, do you remember, if you watched week one, you saw that commercial of Don Lewis, her former husband that passed away. The lawyer for Don Lewis's family put an ad on, like a 6-second ad, asking for help and clues and tips to call this phone number. And that has actually generated hundreds of tips with legit tips, the lawyer was saying. By the way, they have a full ad that's a little longer than a minute, and that's already gotten 1 million views on YouTube.
Man, if she gets busted for this?
I mean, seriously.
New show, Dancing with the Bars. It's a prison joke, Sarah.
It's a prison joke. Got it.
Anyway,
Here, let me help you out. Hey, so Daniel, Suzanne has always thought that you're very attractive. And she has intentionally avoided you because of that. And she's afraid that you might think that she is rude and just not cool. But the opposite is true. She has always really liked you.
Huh.
And with that being said, now that you no longer work there, she's hoping that you might be interested in going out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is just like, I'm trying to wrap my brain around all this. This is totally different than what I thought things were.
I mean, it's good news though, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was always really attracted to her too. I just kind of assumed she hated me.
Oh, no, I didn't hate you.
Okay, I mean, just like, I mean, you said, like, I mean, like, you know, we're allowed to talk and stuff. We never really talk. I just, like, do something to offend you. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I get...
He's saying, basically, I get what you're saying. Hey, yeah, look, yeah, okay, you didn't have to flirt with me, but you at least could have talked to me.
Like, said hello, yeah, right, eye contact.
I know, yeah, but I don't think I would have been very good at that. I think it would have been pretty clear. I don't have a very good poker face.
Oh, yeah, right.
I see. Okay. I mean, look, I'm down to go out. I mean, it's just taken me a minute to sort of adjust to the, like, I mean, it's whatever. It's been a weird year, so I'm getting used to things that
that don't really make a whole lot of sense.
It's funny. You nailed it, man. You nailed, yep, 2020, bro.
So, Daniel, yes, you'll go out?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is great.
Awesome. Yeah, you're right. It's a weird year, so why not just tack one more weird thing on top of it? It might, mm-hmm, end up working out. You never know.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving it a shot. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you.